We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Speaking of prepared, Coleman, what the hell? Why don't we do it? Let's do the 2 o'clock news bomb. A very frightening and tragic event in New York City yesterday is coming into clearer focus today.
Investigators believe Shane Tamora of Las Vegas was trying to get to NFL offices in this Park Avenue building Monday after killing three people in the lobby, including a police officer, but went to the 33rd floor by mistake, which houses Rudin Management, where he shot and killed another person. Mayor Eric Adams says a note found on Tamora suggests he blames the NFL for an unsubstantiated claim that he suffered from CTE, a brain injury affecting athletes. He played high school football in California nearly two decades ago. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Mr. Tamora has a documented mental health history.
She says Tamora entered the building with an M4 rifle
and immediately opened fire on an NYPD officer. He then shoots a woman who took cover behind a pillar and proceeds through the lobby, spraying it with gunfire. He makes his way to the elevator bank, where he shoots a security guard.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell called it an unspeakable act of violence and that a league employee was seriously injured in the attack. Outside NFL headquarters in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Oh, boy. Hate that story. Moving on, I suppose. During his campaign, the president promised clean air and water for all. And now his lackeys at the Environmental Protection Agency are close to guaranteeing that you will have neither one ever again.
The Trump administration wants to revoke a scientific finding that fights climate change. The proposed Environmental Protection Agency rule would rescind a 2009 declaration that determined that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger public health and welfare. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced a proposed rule change on the Ruthless podcast. 31 key environmental rules on topics from clean air to clean water and climate change would be rolled back or repealed under Zeldin's plan. Conservatives and some congressional Republicans say the plan is a way to undo economically damaging rules to regulate greenhouse gases. But three former EPA leaders have criticized Zeldin, saying his proposal would endanger the lives of millions of Americans. They also say it would abandon the agency's dual mission to protect the environment and human health. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This to me seems psychotic. This really makes me angry. Because it's not just, you know, the reporter there, Mike Hempen, starts out talking about framing this as a climate change issue. It is not a climate change issue. It is a pollution issue. The proposals that they are making at the EPA goes way past regulating carbon dioxide and methane. If they repeal this part of the regulatory framework that makes it possible for the EPA and other agencies to say, hey, man, you can't dump out all that, you know, poison sludge into this stream, or hey, You guys, you know, off-gassed a little, a gigantic amount of toxic gas, and you're not allowed to do that. Why do we want the EPA to not be able to do that anymore? And don't get it twisted. I understand that it is possible to, you know, put burdensome regulations into place. And I'm not in favor of burdensome regulations, but the answer can't be zero regulations. And to hear the reporter talk about, you know, conservative Congress people saying, oh, well, it's economically damaging for these regulations to be in place. Well, if it's economically damaging to put in a regulation that says the oil refinery next door can't void, you know, toxic byproducts into your front yard, so be it. It's economically damaging to regulate that. Great. You know, I don't know how we got to this place where, you know, having a free market means that it's completely free from any effort by the government to say, hey, you can't do this because it's harmful to your neighbors, or it's harmful to your employees, it's harmful to the environment, it's harmful to the community that you're operating in. If the EPA cannot do that, we're in bad shape, folks. Across the street in Washington, D.C., the Federal Reserve is likely to stand pat on interest rates this week, deepening the divide between Chairman Jerome Powell and Donald Trump.
The Federal Reserve is likely to leave its key interest rate unchanged this week, deepening the sharp divide between Chair Jerome Powell and President Trump. The president insists there's no inflation, and thus...
he should cut. A smart person would cut.
But inflation has ticked up the past 2 months. Powell and other central bankers want to wait on any moves while watching to see if tariffs boost prices more. But the Fed's governing board itself is divided. Many economists believe two Trump appointees could vote tomorrow in favor of cutting rates. That would be the first time two governors voted against a board chairman in 32 years. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The president is taking a harder line on Russia and their bloody war in Ukraine, but Vladimir Putin doesn't seem to be getting the memo.
A Russian hit on a prison in Ukraine's southeastern Zaporizhia region has killed at least 17 inmates and wounded more than 80 others, officials say. While in the Dnipro region, authorities report at least 4 people killed and 8 injured. Russia's kept up its bombardment of civilian areas despite President Donald Trump's threat to soon punish Russia with sanctions and tariffs unless it stops. On Monday, soldiers and civilians gathered in Kyiv's Independence Square to commemorate the third anniversary of an explosion that killed 53 Ukrainians held by Russia in the Olenivka prison barracks in the occupied Donetsk region. Kyiv resident Irina Biruk tells the AP, "My motivation for coming here today is to remind our society and the whole world of this terrible crime. We bow our heads before those who were captured, who went through these inhumane tortures, who unfortunately died there." I'm Charles Delezesma.
Turning our attention now to the other war that President Trump promised to end in 24 hours, the Gaza Strip is starting to look a lot like Somalia in the 1990s. And finally, Israel is at least pretending to do something about it, but will it be enough?
Israel has announced new steps aimed at bringing more food into the Gaza Strip. Israel announced these measures over the weekend after an international uproar over images of emaciated children coming out of Gaza. Health officials there say that dozens of people have died in recent weeks as a result of hunger and malnutrition. In response, the Israeli military has announced a series of steps. It says it is going to pause its military offensive in Gaza for a few hours a day. It also has opened what it says are special humanitarian corridors. In addition, the United Arab Emirates, along with Jordan, have been carrying out airdrops, parachuting food packages into Gaza from the skies above. Aid agencies say that the food trucks continue to be looted by crowds. The World Food Program says none of its trucks were able to make it to its own warehouses. Officials say the situation can only improve once there are regular deliveries in large quantities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The images of those emaciated toddlers and grade school children that we're seeing coming out of Gaza, they are changing the way that Americans are viewing this conflict and the way that they view the Israeli government.
The Gallup poll shows not only do 6 in 10 U.S. adults disapprove of Israel's action in Gaza, but about half now have an unfavorable view of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This Palestinian man says through an interpreter.
Where are the people with a conscience?
Only 8% of Democrats and a quarter of independents say they now approve of Israel's military campaign in Gaza, while Republicans remain largely supportive of both it and Netanyahu. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Donald Trump really wants to stop talking about Jeffrey Epstein, but as usual, he cannot stop himself from talking at all.
President Trump says there's a reason he stopped being friends with Jeffrey Epstein. In Scotland, the president at first brushed off a question about why their long relationship ended.
That's such old history. Very easy to explain, but I don't want to waste your time by explaining it.
And moments later, did, saying Epstein did something inappropriate.
Stole people that work for me. I said, don't ever do that again. He did it again.
And the president says he threw Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago.
Persona non grata.
He did not say what the workers did or where. The White House's communications chief recently said on social media the president kicked Epstein out of his golf club for being a creep. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Well, how about this? Since that report came in on Air Force One, President Trump had the following to say in response to a question from a reporter about who those workers were that Epstein stole away from Donald Trump. People that had worked at Mar-a-Lago that Jeffrey Epstein came and said, no, you're going to come work with me now. Reporter says, I'm curious, were some of those young women? President says, I don't want to say, but everyone knows the people that were taken. It was the concept of taking people that work for me is bad, but the story's been pretty well out there. And the answer is yes, they were in the spa. People that worked in this spa. I have a great spa, one of the best spas in the world at Mar-a-Lago. And people were taken out of the spa, hired by him. Donald Trump kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of his club because he hired people that worked in Donald Trump's spa and later sold them for sex. That's telling a more complete story, but also invites, I think, some more questions. This seems like a pretty big self-own by the president. We'll wait for some more reporting and analysis on that. Just happened a few minutes ago. Good God. It's always hot in New Orleans in July, so we're a bit used to it. But other cities in the southern U.S., not so much. They're getting walloped.
The dangerous heat will remain in the southeast through today. National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullenix says extreme heat warnings are in effect for several cities.
Along the lower Mississippi Valley, so places that would include from New Orleans on north, even as far north as St. Louis. But we also have extreme heat warnings in parts of Georgia, down through northern Florida, that would even also end up including places like the Tampa Bay metro and Orlando metro areas.
Mullenix says in some areas not used to the extreme heat, the temperatures today could challenge the all-time record highs for July and potentially reach 100 degrees or even higher. But relief is on the way. Mullenix says beginning tomorrow, rain is expected in many parts of the southeast, which will drop the high temperatures into the low 90s. I'm Mike Hempen.
Thank goodness for that. Yes, the forecast for New Orleans the rest of the week has got quite a bit of rain in it, really. We'll see how much of that actually ends up hitting the ground, but it will bring the temperatures down a little bit. So relief is on the way. And finally, a bit of legitimately good news, if it sticks around. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist announced a slight upgrade in the global economic outlook, saying trade tensions so far have proven less damaging than we were expecting.
Global growth has been revised up to 3% in 2025 and 3.1% in 2026, reflecting stronger than expected front-loading, lower tariff rates compared to early April, easier financial conditions, including a weaker US dollar, and fiscal expansion in some jurisdictions. Many countries need to address fiscal vulnerabilities and rebuild fiscal buffers, even if they face increased spending needs. Central banks must maintain price and financial stability while preserving independence.
And that's it for the News Bomb. We'll step away. I would love to hear from you on the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I got nobody else to talk to until my next interview at 325. So if you want to react to anything you just heard from the News Bomb or anything from my conversation with Tim Miller, you know, I'd really like to talk to you about that. Do you trust the never Trump Republicans? Do you think that they're going to help bring the GOP back to something that's a little bit more recognizable, something that is a party that maybe Ronald Reagan would have a place in? We can talk about that all the rest of the afternoon right here on WWL. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.